Discretion is advised.
5 days a week, two guys spend 2 hours talking about the issues of the world. Talking honestly when the whole world is lying. These two guys claim to know what life is all about. They talk about the news stories you want to hear about and laugh because the world is not that serious.
Follow the Wedge Radio Show on Twitter at Wedge Radio Show. You can also follow us on Facebook at facebook.com/wedgeradio, or there's always the website, wedgeradio.net.
Because life is a one-shot crapshoot. This is the Wedge Radio Show!
This is the Wedge Radio Show. Roach is messing around with his headphone levels, and because it's upside down to him, he turned it down. He's like, I can't hear anything.
Yeah, I know. I'm messing around with my headphone levels.
Do I sound nasally?
Yes, you do.
I'm sick. Okay, I think I get an excuse. What are you looking for?
You are a sick motherfucker. I need a pen. The same one that I always use, but it's not over here. Thank you.
You're welcome. This is the Wedge Radio Show. This is a show where we talk about anything, everything, and we make sense of the world, I would say. Make sense of the world.
If you see it through our eyes.
If you agree with us, everything makes perfect sense. I mean, it's not like I have delusions of grandeur, but that's why God put me here.
Yeah, we're not Indians, right? Just see random shit. I see the buffalo.
Is that what you think of Indians? Is that they're just like, someone coming.
How do you do?
I love jokes from Fievel, don't you? Since Fievel goes west.
I don't remember that, but yes, I do.
So, it's episode 432.
Yeah.
Yeah, I didn't write it down yet. It's February 2nd.
Yeah.
February 2nd. And this month is flying by.
Yeah, it is.
And this is something that I shouldn't do right now, just because I should be more professional. But turn down my phone.
Oh, I thought you were gonna tweet. I was gonna say,
yeah, let's tweet something. Hey, you guys, I'm tweeting something on the air. I fell in love.
Really?
I fell in love. And this is the worst reason why to ever fall in love with a girl.
Why? What happened?
I was I follow Felicia Day. Okay. On Google Plus, it's just she's the only one who posts anything on Google Plus. So okay. I'm just like perusing, like I just go on Google Plus every now and then. And I guess the whole point is not to spend your time on Google Plus, but to spend time clicking like plus one, right?
Okay.
So that appears on your wall, and I just don't plus one anything. And so my Google Play page is just boring as hell. Everyone else is as boring as hell. She's the only one who actually likes things, and she liked this one podcast that she did called Vaginal Fantasies. Vaginal Fantasy. It's basically a book club about for ladies who read those stupid Twilight books and stupid shit like that.
Okay.
You know, Vaginal Fantasy. It makes sense. It's a funny name. I like the name. I think that's hilarious. But there's one girl on here. She has her own show. She does her own thing. And the only reason why she caught my eye is because of the microphone she was using. I was like, oh my god, no way. She's using a Shure SM7B. I got excited because she was using a microphone that I would like to have.
You're a fucking dork.
I know.
Oh my god, is that the SU7B?
SM7B.
Dork.
It's the Shure SM7B. And that's a great microphone. It's like a $350 microphone that I would like to have. It's like, for its price, these mics that we use are fantastic.
Yeah.
They're great. They sound good. I think I would like to replace these with those SM7B.
That's it? You like her because she has a better mic than you?
Well, because she has the mic. I'm like, well, what do you use it for?
Like, dude, I totally want that mic. Can I have your number and your baby sometime?
Yes, I want her baby just so I can use her microphone. No, like, okay, she just like that. Just because of that, I started listening more to what she was saying, and she's pretty funny when she's talking on the thing. And she does her own. Apparently, she does. She's a host of some other show that she does on Revision 3. I don't know what Revision is. Probably some website. She's like a tech junkie.
Okay.
And that just makes a girl even hotter, you know.
Because she knows her shit.
Yeah. Her name is Veronica Belmont.
Veronica Belmont.
Veronica Belmont. Okay. She's a cute girl. And you remember what I was saying about the bangs?
Yeah.
I hate those bangs, but I don't mind them on her. She has a weird little...
You already searched her. Aww.
I haven't searched her on this computer.
It showed up. And it showed up in, the purple, so that means somebody searched her.
Yeah.
It had to be you.
It wasn't me. I don't know.
Because I don't know who.
I searched her on this computer. It wasn't a laptop.
Stop lying.
I told you I searched her, but it was on this computer.
No, she's a pretty girl.
Yeah. And she looks weird sometimes. And I kind of like that. Kind of like the little weird looking thing. But I hate the bangs. I hate the fucking bangs.
There's nothing wrong with her bangs.
There's something very wrong with her bangs. She bangs. She bangs.
What? They're perfect?
But just like listening to it, I was just like, I don't care what they're saying. I'm just waiting for her to start talking again. And then they show her close up, and I'm like, there's a microphone, there's a pretty lady. That's all I need. All I need is a beer. And I'm in a wonderful place. Just in a wonderful place. Wow.
Yeah.
Damn, wow. That's a good picture. That's her?
That, apparently so.
Mm.
Veronica Belmont.
Belmont.
Shut out.
Let's shout her out. You know, she say, "Hey, look what I'm saying about you. You should contact me." Is that creepy? That just, I was just like, "Hot microphone. Oh my god, pretty lady." I went to the microphone first, though. I went to the microphone first, and then I wanted to make everything about her because she had that kind of microphone. Like, she knows what she's talking about.
Well, no, I totally understand that. I mean, if you meet somebody who's kind of interested in the same thing that you are, and you just kind of bring it up like, yeah.
Who the hell
like
knows this. If she's interested in what I am?
Well, no, I'm saying, like, if you were to meet somebody who you say something, and they're like, oh, yeah, totally, I like this, and you're just like, oh, my God, you know?
Oh, I know.
Oh, my God, you know.
That's why every time I go up to a girl in the bar, I'm like, so what's up with that acoustic phase? And then she's just like, I don't know what that means. And I said... You never will.
Then I will never, never talk will. To you again.
Yes.
It's like a guitarist meeting a female guitarist who's like, oh, yeah, I want the 3677 Fender with the whammy bar and whatever else. And you're just like, oh, my God, she knows her stuff.
You just bust the nut because she knows something.
Just like, oh, I want to take you out. Let's play a solo together.
That's not a solo.
In my room.
Let's play a solo together. I want you to watch me masturbate. Is that what that is?
I don't know.
Just I don't know.
I don't know. I don't know what that's about. A boot. I don't know. If you said it and you knew what you were saying and she knew what she was, you were saying and she was like, fuck yeah, then you'd be like, oh God.
I would hate for her to know more, though. Isn't that weird? You want her to know something, but you want to know more, so she has to go to you. She has to go to you. She'll come to you. She's like, so I was trying to, like, I don't know why this is happening with my equipment. Oh, I know why. It's because of this and this and this. I'm like, oh yeah, that's great. You know so much.
What if she were to say, like, well, I already tried that, but it doesn't work.
And you're like, well, then why don't you do it right? You need a man's touch. I'm going to just hit it like Fonzie.
Hey.
It still doesn't work. Then you just knock her out. Boom. And she has probably like the best Twitter name ever.
What is it?
Veronica. Veronica. Yeah, I would have loved to have been able to just get Wedge. Wouldn't you? Wait, just Roach?
So she's just wrong. Like, yeah, she got to it first, really?
Someone said, hey, did you hear about this Twitter thing? She's like, yeah, I've had it for 6 months.
6 months, and she already had the name Veronica. Nobody's had the name Veronica.
Ever in the history of the world.
It's like Veronica 64 or Veronica A or something like that.
I hated that game, Veronica 64. It was all about getting your nails done. But you're like, oh no, I gotta get to nails, dude.
Level up. They're longer.
Then there's a mini game where you play Hi-Li.
Round two. Fight.
It's called Veronica 64 : Cat Scratch. Cat Scratch.
Joke. You see what you're doing, Veronica?
I know. You're making us make up Nintendo 64 games about it.
About you.
See, I'm looking at these pictures, and most of them aren't very flattering. But when she's on this thing, she looks great. Is she maybe one of those people who just aren't photogenic?
Really? Because she actually, I think...
Because I hate this picture of her. She looks fucking stupid there.
No, it's actually a nice picture. I like this one. I like
no,
this
No, I hate that one, too. No, she looks
this
like a little kid. That one's better. But no, she looks like a little kid, and then it's like, that's not the woman that I signed up for.
Wow, so into the soul.
What?
You look at her on the outside, and she is pretty. She is pretty.
Well, they have to have a pretty shell, otherwise, what's the point of listening to them?
Yeah, you're listening to them, and like, she doesn't sound pretty at all. Uh-huh. Fuck her.
Yeah, she sounds too smart. How do you do that? Lady, how do you do that, lady? How'd you become so cool and fucking, you know, you're so pretty. That just doesn't happen. There's something wrong with you. Are you a bitch?
isn't that one of the best things? You meet such a pretty girl and she's so nice and funny, and then she's smart on top of that, and she knows her shit, and you're like, wait, okay, what's wrong with you?
Yeah.
There's got to be something wrong with you.
Wait, did your dad molest you?
Do you got a penis? What is it?
Do you just bite when you go down on people? Do you just bite uncontrollably? Do you grind your teeth during movies?
Do you transform in the pale of moonlight? What is it? Because this is...
If she was a werewolf, I wouldn't mind. I mean, just stay away from her. It's like you do the same thing when she's on the period anyways. So you just stay away from her. And like, hopefully those weeks will coincide. You just don't see her. Put her in a cage.
Hey, you want to do something tonight? No, it's a full moon. Oh, okay.
I'm going to go hang out with the boys. Don't murder me when I get back because I will be drunk.
Stay away from Redlands, okay? Okay, thank you.
Why? Oh, because you'll be there?
Yeah. Love you.
You lock her cage.
That's exactly what she wants. Lock it up.
Oh, yeah. See, that sounds good. I don't understand. Like, what's this whole thing about people like, oh my, it's a full moon tonight. Ah, and they all transform and all crazy. I'm like, well, can you find out when the full moons are? I mean, you just kind of plan for it.
It says on the calendar.
Yeah. It's like, it should be the same thing as, oh, it's after Labor Day. I shouldn't wear white.
Because they're always teenagers. They're like, wait, what time is it? Oh shit, I think a full moon's coming. They don't look on the calendar like, okay, maybe I'll just stay in tonight, or I'll go to a barnyard and just kill animals or something.
Put yourself in a cage, like a big heavy metal cage.
Could you imagine having a cage in your room and your mom's like, "What's that for?"
I'm a werewolf. I told you this last week.
You never listened
to me. You slam the door.
Play some heavy.
I hate you, mom.
Play some Marilyn Manson.
Just anything with a heavy beat. Eyes on lemon ball. Kill the innocent. Did you just sing "I'm all into the lemon ball"? I'm all into the lemon ball. I'd sing that to the
beautiful people.
Rock Lobster.
Dude, you always gotta bring that.
Yeah. I just sang the tune and it came out.
Remember that song? Dun, 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 dun. Oh shit. Not again.
I hate when songs get stuck in your head.
It's bad enough they're on the Flintstones.
What song?
They did a version of Love Shack on the Flintstones, but it was like Rock Shack.
Yeah.
Or yeah, something like that. I don't know.
Stone roof. Drippy.
Everybody went. Rocks were flying everywhere. That fucking voice. Like the best song they did was the Rocko's Modern Life.
And even then, they didn't do it. And they basically covered it because someone else did it first.
Yeah, Rocko's Modern Life.
The guy's like, you guys are stupid. You're giving me all this money just to say three things. Yeah, it's like, wow. That's great. I'm totally taking advantage of you guys. You do realize this, right?
It would have been it's better than Ace of Base. Could you imagine them doing Rocko's Modern Life?
Rocko's Modern Life. I can't do it.
Rocko's Modern Life. I saw the sign, Rocko.
No.
Every song they have is like the same theme.
It's about seeing a sign.
It's I saw the sign, All That She Wants, and what else? They just all sound the same. Like it could all be a commercial song.
I'm wondering how we went from Veronica Belmont to Ace of Base. That just seems like that. Where is the connection there?
Jesus, I don't know.
No, because you're a werewolf and you got mad, so you slammed the door and started playing Marilyn Manson. Somehow it turned into Rock Lobster, and somehow it turned into Rocko's Modern Life, and then somehow it turned into Ace of Base doing Rocko's Modern Life. Why?
The most ADD show on the internet.
I'm pretty sure that's worse.
I'm pretty sure.
Like, hey guys, remember this one? Robin Williams.
Starring Robin Williams. His only lasts like 5 minutes because that's all people can take.
Because he gets tuckered out. He's on the floor.
He's like, hey, remember when I did Mrs. Doubtfire? I was like, oh yes, busy me. I can do this. Hello. Hello. Woo-woo. And it ran over my face.
You know what I have to say about that movie is that it is actually a pretty good movie.
It is.
It really is a pretty good movie. I hate to say it, but it's funny. And then, you know, a little boy running in. Look, she has a penis.
She. Watch your mouth, young man. Just some old lady going, watch your mouth, young man. Dude, what's wrong with you?
Let's get back on topic. We're talking about ladies. Yeah, it's not about dudes dressing up like ladies.
Dude looks like a lady. Faggot.
I still think that's what the guitar is saying. The guitar is speaking somehow. And goes, faggot. Faggot.
Dude looks like a lady. Faggot. Faggot.
Is that me? Or do you hear it too? Because for the longest time, I thought they said that. And then I really listened. I'm like, hey, they don't say that at all. They don't say anything. It's just the guitar.
No, when I think back, I don't hear that.
Look up Dude Looks Like a Lady.
They played that song on the second Wayne's World.
I'm happy that you know that. I'm trying to figure out how it is relevant.
Because it's Aerosmith?
Yeah, do the lyrics. Do the lyrics, because then that's just the MP3 or whatever.
Well, you think it's going to say, like, the guitar scene, faggot, faggot?
Yeah. It'll be in there. Is it going to start? Skip about halfway through. A quarter. Quarter of the way. You aware of what a quarter is? There you go. I never cared for Aerosmith. I think I was too young.
Maybe. I don't know. I gotta say, this song isn't really that bad. I like this song. And they did a cover of Come Together, which is just... It was amazing. I like their version of Come Together.
Maybe it is just me. It's like... That. He's singing that. That dude looks like a lady. That dude looks like a lady. Well,
what a fucked up song.
Dude looks like a lady. Well, because he made a mistake. He walked up to her. Oh, you tricked me. Have you ever had that happen to you? Like me and my friends used to in high school, because I went to school with a lot of Asian people. No offense to Asian people, but if you're a dude and you have long hair and you're Asian, you from behind you look like a lady. So we would do, hey. It's the age-old question. And then so we would try to figure it out, and then by the time we'd have to wait for them to turn around, and whoever won. They didn't really win anything, but we just thought it was funny. Like, age-old question. Oh, it's a dude. It's a dude. It's a dude. Damn it. I thought it was a lady. Now, if you think it's a lady, and then you're right, you're like, thank God. If you're wrong, you're like, I might be attracted to dudes.
Well, that's not fair, because... I mean, like,
it's now, a 50-50 chance.
Like, well, especially when you see, like, the people wearing, like, the tight shorts and then, I mean, the tight pants and the long hair and they're Asian, then, yeah, it's kind of hard. I would say it's kind of hard. The tight shirt, you know, some of them don't have boobs, other ones do.
Mm-hmm.
But when you see them, you're like, Should I be getting
What caught? Are you? You just walk up. What are you? And she's like, or they're like, I'm Asian. No!
you just walk up to go, hey, man. And if they turn around and go, what's up? Or if they turn around and go, yes, then you know.
Well, if they're feminine? Just a little feminine.
Then you won't find out till they pull out the penis.
Just you get that far? You're like, I don't know why I'm on my knees, but we're going to find a way when the... Oh, damn it.
Dude, again. Ha, gotcha.
And he's like, yeah, isn't that a funny joke? Because stereotypically, Asian people have little penises, so we can walk around, nobody knows.
So either it's a big boners. Clit or a small penis.
What if it's just in between? It's like, and then they're just old, so it's all wrinkly down there. You don't know if that's a vagina or not.
Oh, wow. I totally lost my appetite. I didn't even have one, but it's gone.
You know, I was thinking of eating hot dogs today. You're listening to the Wedge Raiders Show. We're going to be right back after this quick break.
It's not just a show. It's not just a network. It's free. The Wedge Radio Network.
Oh, my God.
What?
My life is a very complicated drinking game. That shirt, it's awesome.
I know, that's why I bought it.
Goddamn, where? How?
Well, I went to the website for the silly show you're listening to.
What? What show? What are you talking about?
WedgeRadio.net.
We're not listening to anything, man.
Just play along.
To what?
It's simple. Just go to WedgeRadio.net, click on the link to T-Shirt Hell, and get yourself a T-shirt from hell. What is the Wedge Radio Show, you ask? Oh, you didn't ask? Well, the Wedge Radio Show is basically the radio show that is completely honest. It's the show that tells you how it is and cuts the crap out of our daily lives. It's the show that shows what life really is. The one-shot crapshoot. Just by going to WedgeRadio.net, you are ensuring a better life for yourself. And if you think I'm being a little overdramatic, well, yeah, kind of.
Hey, and we're back with the Wedge Radio Show. We started by talking about Veronica Belmont, who I am very attracted to just because she has a Shure SM7B microphone. And what looks like one of these things.
Okay.
And so I was like, I fell in love with the audio. I know what it is.
Well,
and she said some funny things, too, but that's not that important.
It doesn't matter what comes out of her mouth.
No, as long as it sounds wonderful through electronics. Now, you were telling me earlier that you had you're having issues with your lady.
Yesterday after the show, well, during the show, she texted me. I didn't even know. And after the show, I went to the Bell and I had a beer and I checked my phone and she texted me. She asked me if I was mad. And the reason why is because during the past, like, 3 days.
What was the tone she used?
Over a text message?
Mm-hmm.
What? Okay, she said.
How was the tone you read it in?
Okay, it's.
Are you mad?
No. It said so. And then dot, 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 dot. Are you mad?
So... Are you mad?
It's more the way I kind of see it as like, so... Are you mad?
Maybe she went into a rock scream.
A rock scream?
A rock scream. Where you start all bassy and you end up high.
Like,
Like that.
I was thinking just like straight up to the high pitch. So...
No. Are you mad? I'm mad.
Are you mad? I'm mad. Let's get mad. Who's bad? No.
Man, let's stop that.
No, the way I read it was...
We're going to lose all our listeners.
Yeah. The way I read it was, are you mad? Like, are you mad? Or,
like, she was actually curious if you were mad.
Yeah, like, she wasn't concerned. She was just curious. Like, I don't know if you're mad. And so she
texted me. I don't know you anymore.
So she texted me, and it was too late to text her. But I did text her last night, but I realized, like, at what time it was, she most likely had work tomorrow. So I texted her. I said, I'll just text me when you're on your break tomorrow or something like that.
Did
she? No, I texted her first.
But did she text you today when she's on her break?
No, I text her and I said, so, hey, what's up? You know, what are you up to?
Okay.
And she texted me after she got off of work. And she said, oh, I just got off of work from the candy store. I'm going to go work at Joanne's at 6. And I said, okay, so why do you think I'm mad?
Just sound like you're mad all the time. It's and like someone needs to pull that dick out of your ass.
Well, she knows what's up. She and I
like, I'm busy.
And I just told her like I told her like no, I'm not mad. Or she said I just haven't heard from you in a couple of days, mm-hmm. So I don't know if you're mad. And I said no, I'm not mad. And I told her I just kind of thought like I was bugging you for a while, so I decided to give you a couple of days off. Or, you know, a couple days.
She's like, I could have slept around. Damn it.
just like, you know, I thought I'd just leave you alone for a couple days. Uh-huh. And she goes, okay. Or what did she say? She says, all right, then. Just wondering then. Something like that.
All right, then. Just wondering then.
Yeah, it was kind of weird. She says, okay, then. Never mind then. And I said, have I?
That's redundant.
Why?
Okay, then. Never mind, then.
Yeah, I know. It was kind of weird to me,
then. So, okay. So, she thinks that you are mad at her, or, like, she's... What do you think is happening here?
She thought I was mad at her. I told her, no. I just thought I was bugging you a little bit. And she said, oh, okay, then. And I said, well...
is she the kind of person that would joke around? Would she fuck with you like that?
Like,
make you think... That you know, like, oh, you were bothering me.
I think so, but because she did do that, I said, ha ha ha. Have you? Have I been bugging you? And she goes, maybe, and you know, a little smiley face. That usually means like, you know, I'm just playing.
That means why haven't you eaten my ass out yet?
But I didn't take it like that. I didn't take it like that. I was like, so I have been bugging her, and.
What a bug, right?
So I told her so. I thought so. Well, hit me up if you want to talk or hang out or something. And she didn't text me back after that. And like 10 minutes later, I said, oh, yeah, and have a good day at work. And I gave her like the little smiley face, which I never do because it's...
Okay, so you overtext.
Yeah.
You overtext.
Yeah, I did.
So when she's not responding back, you're like, oh, should I say something else? Maybe she didn't get that last one. I'll just kind of add a little bit. And then you add a little bit, and then she doesn't send anything back, and you're like, oh, man. And then you start, what? That's not good. That's not good. I've done that before.
I'm overthinking it. That's what it is.
And you're overthinking. You just need to keep it simple.
Well, because, all right.
Stupid.
Because she hasn't texted me. In the past couple of days, she texted me yesterday. So you know she had some kind of concern, but like I text her and I'll be like, you know, hey, what do you do? Every time I text her, I'm always looking to kind of hang out or something mm-hmm. like that. You know, every now and then I'll text her like, hey, how's your day going? Whatever, but I'll say, hey, what day do you have off so we can hang out? And every time that I've tried to hang out with her, she's been like, oh, I'm sick or I have work that day or we'll see if we can hang out that day.
Or but she
I'm
says something like, stop bothering me.
She doesn't say that. But for 3 days, since like from Friday to Sunday, uh-huh. I've been trying to hang out with her. So Friday came, and I said, hey, how you feeling? She said, I'm a little sick. I said, well, can I bring you some tea or something? She said, no, I'm fine. I'm just hanging out with my friend at the house. She's sick, too. And I said, all right, well.
Well, you already told us this before, that she was hanging out with a bunch of people who apparently were all sick, and she didn't want anything to do with you.
It was her friend and her friend's family, and they're all sick. And I was like, oh, okay, well, just let me know if you're down.
What would happen if it's over? How would you feel about that?
I don't know.
Would you be like indifferent? Because it seems like you are right now. It's like, well, if she's not telling you the truth or telling you something, then it's her fault. You know, you're putting in time. If you're putting in time, it's like, okay, well, that makes sense that you would come to those conclusions. And if she's like, well, why are you mad at me? It's like, well, you can always text me first. I don't have to be the first one to text you, but maybe she's just not the first texter.
Yeah, see, that's what I'm thinking is like ever since she started working there, she hasn't had like some dude coming to visit her or anything like that. Ever since I started hanging out with her, it's just been like me and her and my friend James, and then he won't show up sometimes, so it's just me and her, and we kind of got chummy together. Mm-hmm. So we became good friends, and then I found out she was into me, And I was like, well, that's cool because I really like hanging out with her. And I just
– I thought you're going to be like, oh, that's cool because I'm not seeing anyone.
That too.
See, that's the worst because, I was in this relationship once where this girl – I was into this one girl. But she had a boyfriend and she was completely teasing me. She was saying, hey, I love you. She was saying that to me, and she was sitting right in front of me in class. And I was like, no, you don't. Like, you don't know me. And she's like, I love you. I love you. And then she'd always want to hold my hand. She always grabbed my hand. Oh, she was smoking hot, though. She was smoking hot. But, and so I'm like, no, you, why? And after a while, like, after halfway through the year of having this class and her sitting in front of me telling me this shit, I'm like, you know what? I give up. And then so we just held hands in class. It was just awkward as hell. And during that time, because of stuff like that, and because I was into her, because she was really hot, but she was way out of my league,
yeah.
It was kind of like, okay, well, nothing can ever happen, because she does have a boyfriend. Like, let's say something happens with them, maybe I'll get in, but it's not going to last for very long.
Yeah.
So I was just kind of like, okay, where's another girl that I can just kind of be into? I didn't have anyone for a long time, and it's like, it was bothering me. And then so there was this other girl that started hanging out with us. Her name was Vera.
Mm-hmm.
She's the one I told you had that weird thing on her forehead.
Oh, yeah.
She had a weird thing on her forehead, and I didn't know what it was. It was some sort of chemical burn or something. And I asked her, I was like, what happened to your forehead? And she said, well, it sucks. It was, and she told me, and then I forgot. So I felt bad. Of course you're going to feel bad about something like that, right?
Yeah.
So anyways, she was hanging out with us, and so I'm like, do you want to go out sometime? And then so we got together, and our relationship lasted for like 2 weeks.
Yeah.
You know, it was just kind of like one of those weird relationships. She big tits, though.
When you were with her, did you like hanging out with her?
I could care less. That's the weird thing, is because I wasn't into anyone at the time, and so when just not being into anybody, and just not really caring about her, just being like, well, she is pretty hot. Like, she was pretty good. She was attractive.
Yeah.
Except for that stupid thing on her forehead. but I was just like, okay, who gives a shit?
Yeah.
And then so that's what we did. It was fun. She was a cool person. It was just that I just didn't really care.
Yeah.
And so when you don't really care, you're not going to put everything in there. And if you're just happenstance, if you were just there, it will affect the way the rest of the relationship is going to go. And if your relationship is going like this, and it's like, well, you didn't really have that beginning, hey, everything's just wonderful, all making out like all the time, right? You're just kind of hanging out and talking, and you kept that relationship going in that sense. Yeah. There was maybe she put you in the friend zone. And she's like, well, my friend is also my boyfriend, but I don't know how long that's going to be.
I don't know. See, that sucks because, the day I found out she was into me was the day I found out that the other girl that I was into had a boyfriend. So I was bummed out that day. I took her home. I took another coworker home. And on the way back,
it doesn't matter who it is. If a girl comes up to you, or if you find out a girl is into you, you're just flattered. You're like, ladies are so nice.
Yeah, seriously.
Thank you.
And the cool thing about the girl I'm with is that I like her. I really do. And that's why I'm trying so hard, is because I like hanging out with her. And I was thinking, like, you know, maybe friends should just stay friends sometimes. And because that makes sense. But I really like her. I like being with her. I like hanging out with her. I like the things she says. She's funny.
Not too funny.
But it's just that... It's just that, like, now that we're in the relationship.
You don't know how to act in a relationship.
I don't. I haven't been in a relationship for so long, since I was 15. And I'm 21, about to turn 22 now. So over that time, I never really
have. For 7 years, you've been celibate.
Yeah, well, celibate. I've been on dates, but I haven't been in an actual relationship where I can call someone my girlfriend. Like, I haven't
done that in a couple years. There's just, for lack of a better word, there's... Or better phrase, there's nobody out here. You know, they say, oh, there's plenty of fish in the sea. Yeah, but, you know, our part of the ocean is polluted.
Yeah, it depends on where you're fishing, man.
Yeah, exactly. If you're crystal clear, Crystal Lake, is that that's fine. You know, just watch out for that, you know, weird dude with the weird face.
Yeah.
Who pulls people out from under the water like, hey, I'm alive now. Which, if anything, Jason, if Jason was real, not real, but if Jason's mom was mad and she was killing all those people,
yeah,
her son technically is alive if he showed up at the end.
Yeah.
And they just never looked for him. They're like, hey, look, we made the retard drown. Ha, 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 ha. And then they just like, okay, let's go home. And no one looked for his body. They just left it there, and it just sunk at the bottom. And he's like, man, I'm mad.
What a bunch of asshole kids. They're just like, ha, ha, he's dead. Let's go back and, you know, roast some s'mores or something.
Let's roast some s'mores and put our penises in each other.
See, I don't know. I don't know. I don't like. I don't want it to end with her. Like, I want to keep trying.
You want, yeah.
But
at some point, if you're trying is futile, you just have to end it. And yeah. you would want to be the one who ends it, as opposed to her saying, you know what, I'm just not feeling it anymore. Because now you're getting broken up with, and you don't want to do that. You'd rather be the person who breaks up with you, with them.
I don't know.
Except I always hated that. I always try to avoid that.
But see, that's the thing with what she did last night. It showed like she has some kind of concern, but it's not really a concern of which, like, what did I do wrong? It was just like, are you mad at me? Like, should I be concerned? Or?
I think you are still overthinking it, though. You know, just say, like, yeah, I am mad at you. And she's like, well, why are you mad at me? I'm like, well, dude, you're my fucking girlfriend. How often do I see you? This is fucked up.
Why
don't you just say that?
I don't know, because... Like,
tell her to listen to the show. Tell her to call in right now. If you're listening, jump on Skype, call in. Wedge Radio is the username. Just jump on Skype.
I don't want this girl on the show. Or even, like, she can listen if she wants, but, like... I don't, like, what it is that...
She's avoiding you because she's like, you're a monster. You're going to rape me.
she's not avoiding me. She's waiting for me. No, she... All right. Because she texted me
last night. It's yours. You just got to take it.
I don't know. At first I thought, like, what the problem was when I asked her if she would be my chick instead of saying, like, hey, I like you. Will you be my girlfriend? Like,
you
I
said told her. Chick, right?
I said chick. I said, like, I like being with you. I like hanging out with you. I like being around you.
Yeah, that's would enough like mushy shit anyways. That's enough mushy stuff. You don't have to go all in. I want you. Because to me, that's the stupidest question you can ask somebody.
What? Will like, you be my
do
girlfriend?
Do you want to be my girlfriend? Because it just sounds dumb. Right? It should be kind of like, you know what? You're my chick now.
It's better than,
you
like...
date her for a while and be like, you know what? I think you should be my chick. And then she'll respond, okay. Or, where does that come from? I'm like, you know what? Fuck it. I don't care. No. Then I take it back.
Well, I'm very... I'm not
my bitch.
I'm not new to this. I just haven't done it in a long time. And in fact, I've never actually asked out a girl. So I've had two girlfriends before this one. And I didn't ask any happen? Of them out. The so first
I
was one,
like, hey, you want a chick? I got extra. Yeah, like, here, have kinda, this one. She's a late model, but you know,
that's kind of how the first one came along.
You could have got a lemon.
I was with my friends. And he was talking to this girl, and he was like, "Here, you want to talk to her?" And I was talking to her for a little bit, and she's like, "Yeah, I'll see you tomorrow at lunch." So we see each other at lunch, and we're just kind of in this table, and my friend's like, "Hey, you want to go out with her?" And I was like, "Yeah, sure." And he's like, "All right. You guys are a couple." Like, it was like that. Like, you two are officially a couple. Dismissed. I was like, oh, okay.
So then he walks over to the other room with his arms, like, with his hand, his palms up and his arms out. And he just walks to table to table. I sense you two. Do it.
So we stand
up. He goes around and he's just like, Mrs. Larson, seriously? Just cut the sexual tension already. Take me. Mrs. Larson's an old lady's name.
It is. But that was the first one. The second
and
one.
And it's a missus, too.
The second one, I was with my friend and his girlfriend and his girlfriend's friend. And we were kind of just running around the
school. Hey, guess what? This makes sense.
We were running around the school after, like, hours. And he's like, yeah, dude, just totally ask her out. She's into you. I was like, I don't know, man. She hasn't said anything, or she hasn't shown that she's into me, and like, oh, whatever. And what they were trying to do was pawn her off on me,
so they can go off and fool around.
Yeah,
yeah.
And that relationship actually lasted like 7 months, which was cool, which was pretty good. Within that time, we, you know,
see, I've had like short relationships or extremely long relationships. I've never had one that just seemed like, well, that kind of went out through its, you know, that finished.
Yeah, that ran its course.
That fizzled. Yeah, it ran its course. It fizzled out. I've never had that. It was always like, wow, we've been together for 4 years and that's it? It's over? Fuck. Or, it's been 3 months, kind of done. So this one I've had was 5 days.
Wow. The shortest I had was 2 weeks. But the second one...
That was my second one, was 2 weeks.
The second one, the second girl, she asked me out. She was like, okay, so... You know, they're telling me that you're actually into me, and I was like, yeah, a little bit.
I actually coerced her into breaking up with me. And that two-week girl.
Oh, yeah, you told me.
Yeah. And I'll tell that story again. In just a minute. You're listening to The Wedge Radio Show. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
The Wedge Radio Network is not just a place of intellectual thought. It's a place to unleash the demons of what we're all thinking of on the inside to help de-pushify the world. And to show that political correctness is just plain idiotic. Go to the website, WedgeRadioNetwork.com, for show information and show times. The Wedge Radio Network. This is how radio should have been.
So, I went to that site.
Huh? What site?
That t-shirt site. I bought a few t-shirts, dude.
Oh, cool. Now, let me sleep.
You don't want to know what t-shirts I bought?
I'm tired.
Yeah, I'm going to tell you anyway.
Let me sleep. Fucking early.
My favorite one is slavery. Get shit done. I also got the one that says kill yourself. Everybody's doing it.
Nice. Now leave.
Fine, asshole.
Just go on wedgeradio.net. There's a link there. Click it and get yourself a t-shirt from hell. You're listening to The Wedge Radio Show. Follow and like the show on Twitter at Wedge Radio Show. Then Facebook, facebook.com/Wedge Radio. And there is always the website, WedgeRadio.net. Now, let's get back to the Wedge Radio Show.
Back with the Wedge Radio Show. Usually, this is the time where Roach tells us about Eden Fantasies, the safest place to buy your sex objects online. Eden Fantasies is a... Okay, there you are. I was just about to make it all sexy, but... The Roach is here. What? Eden Fantasy. Eden Fantasies. Eden Fantasies.
Yeah, so what? What's going on with them? Well, let me tell you.
Let me tell you something is up.
Yeah, they still have their Valentine's Day sale going on.
I miss Valentine's Day?
Nope, not yet.
Then it's still coming up.
Well, it's February. You got 8 days because this sale... offer expires on the 10th.
8 days.
If you spend $30
February.
Yeah, that's right. If you spend $30 or more, you can save 15%. If you spend $50 or more, you can save 20%. If you spend $100 or more, you can save 25%. And if you spend $150 or more, you can spend you can save 30%. And this is all by typing in a code word. So if you spend over $30, you can type in love15, you'll save 15%.
And so it just goes like that. The you can read it on the website.
Yeah, over 50, love20, save 20%. Over 100, love25.
They get the picture.
I'm just making sure.
I don't think our audience are retarded.
I just feel like I have to be very...
clear?
Yes.
That's too clear. You're giving too much information. They are going to let their brains explode.
Well, how about this? If you don't know what a form is a type of vibrator. And if you buy a Form 2, Form 3, or Form 4, you could get a free...
Form?
That's right. You could get a free Afterglow Massage Oil Candle.
Where's the first form?
I don't know. I think they might have disposed of it.
It was a gelatinous goo.
It was a prototype that went horribly wrong.
The blob.
It killed everybody.
The blob.
Now, this can be found on Eden Fantasy's homepage.
And it's on their slider.
Yeah, their slider. If you go to slide 3, you can see the forms.
Forms help you fill things out.
And they have romantic
lingerie. You get it?
Lingerie. Yes.
Filling out forms.
Totally. Yeah, man. Yeah. Now, this is all at Eden Fantasies. Now, to get there, you can go to WedgeRadio.net or WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
Or you can go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com.
That's what I just said. And you can click on the link that says Eden Fantasies. It'll take you straight to the website. You can check out these fantastic deals on their slider. And if you don't want to, if you're not interested in any of the deals, they still have vibrators, dildos, anal toys, masturbators, dildo harnesses, movies, books, audio tapes.
They have audio tapes?
They have audio tapes, yeah. Flogging, wow. Like flogging fetish toys and just all kinds of fetish stuff here. And condoms and lube. It's
a one-stop shop.
It's a sex store.
Everything but Cialis.
It's a sex store that you can trust. So just visit the website. You won't. If you're interested, you will not be.
I know you want to end it, but I know you don't know how to.
Yeah, I don't know.
You're getting there. You're like,
you won't be disappointed.
And then you keep talking, and then it just makes it worse, especially since the music stopped.
You won't be disappointed. There you go.
I won't be undersold.
We won't be beat.
Except for our meat. Dun-dun-dun! Okay, so I was saying that I was going to tell a story about a girl.
Yes.
That was the one with the weird thing on her forehead. Vera. She during that time, I liked to dress all punk. I was a punk kid. I was into the punk rock. As the cool kids would say. Oh, you like punk rock? We'll name 5 songs from Rancid. I'm like, you know, I can name 10, but I'm not gonna, because you're a faggot.
Let's mosh.
Yeah. So anyways, we went out for like 2 weeks. We were together for 2 weeks. And just basically her mom saw me and she's like, I don't want you seeing that guy. He's a bad influence on you. She just saw me. She didn't even talk to me. I didn't even know that she saw me. She, apparently someone told her, oh, that's Vera's boyfriend. And she's like, what?
You're just standing on the corner crazy. Just like, yeah.
I was filming. I was filming White Knight at that time.
You're holding a camera. She's like, he's trouble.
Yeah, that guy's trouble. I'm like, okay, so I'm directing, basically, a film that I wrote. A short film. They're on YouTube. And
don't stay away from that guy with the camera. Go for the guy with the watch on.
Go with the guy flipping the coin and the toothpick in his mouth.
Yeah.
He looks like he's decent. He's the Eddie Haskell. So she tells me. She's like, well, no, I fixed it. I told her we broke up. And I'm like, well, what's the point then? What's the point of us being together if there's like that's all we're gonna do, you know? I was a romantic back then. I was like, okay, well, I'm not gonna date anyone unless I'm gonna consider them to, you know, for more later on in my life. It doesn't make sense. That's the point of dating.
Yeah,
I didn't realize it was just you can have fun.
I think with that, like, you know, oh, I told her we were broken up. It's a little like, ooh, that's exciting. Now we got to sneak around.
Yeah, and I wasn't having that. I was like, I told her, yeah. I was like, what's? She's like, yeah, I told her we broke up. And I looked at her straight faced. What's the point then? And the horror she had because the next day, because I'm like, okay, hopefully she'll break up with me today because I didn't want to break up with anyone. Mm-hmm. I hated that. I've only broken up with one girl. I did that twice.
One girl twice?
Yes.
That sucks. That's fucked
up, man. Our whole relationship lasted a 3-month period. That middle month, we were separated. We broke up. I broke up with her. And then I was like, I'm sorry, want to try again? And then I broke up with her a month later. Like, we only went out for 2 months.
Wow.
It was horrible. It was bad. Like, she was a good girl, too. It was just running too fast. Scared the shit out of me. So, the next day, Vera comes, we're talking, and she's like, she's crying, and I'm like, why are you crying? And she's like, I think we should break up. I think we should break up. I was like, yeah, I was kind of saying that, too.
And totally. Like,
okay, well, you have a good one. I have to go finish filming.
She's crying. All right, I'll talk to you later. All right.
Yeah.
Be careful. Take care of yourself, right?
Or not. I don't care. That was during summer, too. Then I didn't see her after that, and she's just gone. I don't know where she went. She was in, like, foster care, too. I'm like, why did her parent care so much if that wasn't her own kid?
My God.
Yeah, what?
You're like, if she doesn't care so much, why should I?
No, I'm saying that, like, that's her That's not her kid.
You're a foster girlfriend.
You're a foster daughter. You're a foster daughter. That person's not going to care for you like that. Like, why is that woman getting all protective of you? Because you have big tits? Why?
And those tits are mine.
They were enormous. And they felt nice. But she had a weird smell to her. Like, there's an underlying faint smell that just smelled gross to me. And she washed her hair. She was clean. But there was this smell, like, her pheromones I didn't like it.
Oh, is that the girl you thought was, like, your cousin or something?
I was like, maybe our DNA is too close. She could be, like, my cousin. Or I'm making out with my cousin who resembles Beyonce a little bit. And, like, she makes out with, like, a robot mouth.
See, my girlfriend's like that, but I like it because she makes up for it by biting my lip, and I love it.
Oh, she kisses like that?
Yeah, she does that, and I didn't.
Girls need to learn how to kiss. Like, seriously? I don't understand. Like, why? Because they don't have to do any effort for anything. Yeah. If anything, like, oh, but I have to make myself look good. You don't have to. You could just walk out with a t-shirt and Dickies on, and nobody would give a shit. But that's 100% true.
But
just make your hair not look crazy. And if it looks crazy, there's something about you. Like,
I want some of that.
I saw there was this girl at the eye doctor.
Yeah.
Or, like, you know, the optometrist that they have at, like, Costco.
Yeah.
And I was talking to her, and I was telling her about the show, and I gave her a card. I'm like, yeah, you should check it out. So I was trying, like, yeah, email me. Well, I wasn't smooth enough. But she was cute, but she had crazy hair. But she was covering for her friend, that secretary job. But she apparently was a teacher.
Oh.
She was a teacher for young kids. So I'm like, that hair is kind of like, you know, there's the weird first grade teacher. You know, she's kind of crazy, kind of out there. But all the kids love her. And there's something about her that's just kind of sexy but gross at the same time. Where you can probably pull out like a little tiny figurine of a bird that she has in her hair. It's like, how did that get in there?
Yeah, for some reason, I imagine she has, like, thick black glasses. Her hair's in, like, this really crazy-looking bun, and she wears a black and white polka dot dress, and she just kind of does that weird laugh where she just makes the other kids laugh because they're laughing at her and just like, and they're like, funny teacher.
She's funny just, teacher.
We're going to learn how to spell today. Woo!
She runs around the room with her arms up. Kids have nightmares, they're asleep, and it's like around Halloween time, they're getting a little scared because they saw some scary movies, and then all of a sudden they're about to fall asleep and they're
this is awesome.
Oh my god. She never called me though. She never texted me or emailed me, which made me kind of sad. Like, I should have tried harder. And then she was just substituting for someone. She was substituting, but she was filling in for someone. So yeah. I doubt I ever run into her again. But damn, she was a good looking girl. She was good, just crazy hair. And she did have the glasses.
I thought so.
Well, I always seem that they go for the brown ones. I don't know why. I don't want to be with a Mexican chick, but I always seem to go for the brown ones.
Because there's something about them.
I don't know.
I was saying that, like, with my girlfriend, she's not good at kissing. But she bites my lip, and I really like that. Well, like, the last time I kissed her...
Just get tweezers and pull your own lip.
No, I like it when she does it. But the last time we were
kissed... I have to take her to dinner, take her to the movies, just so she can bite my lip. I can do it at home myself. I'm saving money.
Doesn't feel the same. But the last time we were kissing,
pay someone else. I'll give you $5 to bite my lip.
I walked away from her.
They're kind of like, they take the money and they look at you kind of weird. They're like, they slowly reach in.
Ow. Too hard, sweetie.
You went straight through to your teeth. It's all blood everywhere. Your lip's bleeding.
Blood orgy. Blorgy. Okay, the last time we were
Blorgy.
Kissing, she, like, I turned away and I was, like, smiling at her, like, all right, see you later. And I was laughing a little bit. And she goes, I'm sorry, I just don't know. I knew what she was talking about. And I was like, it's all right, I like it. So
she doesn't know how to kiss?
Yeah, I guess so.
It's all about letting your lips be kind of, like, soft and but somewhat firm and somewhat soft at the same time, where they're malleable over the other person's lips, and just making everything just kind of like you don't have to be like all nervous and tight, because it just makes it horrible. Just softness. It's like, you know, flowers in the breeze.
Yeah, just go with the flow. Lips are 100 times more sensitive than like the penis or the vagina.
Or the bottom of your feet.
Yeah, that too. They are 100 times more sensitive.
Why is that? Why can't I get lip orgasms?
I don't know. I think that's why, you know, we squirt.
I don't even know what that means.
I'm sorry. I meant...
We squirt?
We squirt.
Oh, I'm sorry. I was just having some Copenhagen.
I told my man
I'm squirting the other day. No, I think he was just chewing.
We prematurely ejaculate a little bit.
No, that's not why.
Well, I mean, when I kiss, sometimes I'll like, oh, what's going on there? I'm wet.
Boner! No, you know what? Okay. Here's a little lesson for you. Most of your cum is not sperm. That's just a vehicle to get it safely to the egg. And the pre-cum is to let it kind of let a little bit of the juices out so it doesn't die in the vagina. They're like...
That's their armor.
Yeah, it's somewhat armor. There's a whole point for that. If you're just you're making out and then you're kind of dripping a little bit, you apparently you're not very good at jerking off.
What are you talking about? I'm the best.
Then you should have had the same thing happen. You have a little pre-cum before you when you're jerking off.
Oh, of course. Yeah.
Yeah, so what the hell does that have to do with your lips?
Why am I telling you this?
Doesn't make any sense. Doesn't make any sense.
Well, I don't know. I get wet. I'm sorry.
But that did you not hear what I said at all?
It's pre-cum.
Yeah, it's supposed to do that. It has nothing to do with your lips. But you're like, oh, but I get wet. What the hell's wrong with you?
I know. I'm just so into it that, yeah, it happens. I know it's...
Do you full-on ejaculate when you're kissing? Do you have a full-on, you're like... She's like, what happened? I just came down my leg. Your pant now.
I would probably say that if it really happened and she was like, what happened? I would probably say that instead of saying, it's a little pre-cum. I just came. I busted a load. It's
how
everywhere.
Sad. How sad.
I gotta go home now.
The horror. The horror.
Run. Run.
It's gonna happen again.
It's still coming. Wait. I'll call you tomorrow. I'm still alive.
Please don't.
Are you okay? Yeah, I washed my pants. Sorry.
There's something wrong with you if you're just if you have an orgasm when you're kissing, you're doing it wrong. If anything, it's something is happening where the nervous system, the nerves aren't working properly, where maybe you replaced your penis nerves with your lip nerves, so she's going down on you, you feel like you're making out with somebody.
Well, okay, but that sounds so bad, if I were to kiss someone and just straight out just bust a load. What's so horrible about that?
What's so horrible about that?
Yeah.
You you don't see? A hair trigger.
Yeah, that's true.
You have a hair trigger.
You're right.
I mean, if you bust a load like that, just think when you slip it in, how long is that going to last? You're having we had sex for 1.5 seconds. What happened after that came?
You've never seen the first Twilight, have you?
No.
There's a scene where the guy's kissing the girl, the vampire.
And he came?
And he's making this weird face I can't kiss you anymore. I just want that blood so bad. But really, he's looks like he's like, God. I gotta go. He does that in the middle of class, too. He sees her and he goes,
See, that's how you know it was written by a woman, because a woman would think that that'd be a good thing, because an orgasm for a woman is all mental. Mm-hmm. So if a dude has an orgasm just by kissing, to a woman, that sounds like, he's so into me, and it doesn't take much. But for a man, it's just like, it feels so fucking good, you know? It has nothing to do with love. Yeah, women, stop writing books.
They mess it up for us, man.
What do you mean, mess it up for us?
They just make it something that's not.
Well, they romanticize. The romanticism is like, I'm not saying that like chivalry is dead. I just choose who I'm going to be chivalrous to. If I pick a girl and if I like a chick, I will open the door for her and act chivalrous to some random person on the street that I don't know. I don't give two shits about. That's the way you guys, you ladies, have put it into motion and put it into this this way of chivalry just because of feminism and equality. You know, you want me to open the door for you? Then you know what? Stop voting. I know it's a double standard, but life is built on double standards. Life, who said life was fair? Who said that? Because whoever said that was a dumbass. You don't agree with me?
No, I agree.
Life is not fair. So boo hoo. You don't get your way. If you don't get your way, then oh. Well, you know what? It sucks to be you. What happened to that mentality? Where did that mentality go in our society? Where it's, you know what? It sucks to be you.
I don't know. When parents grew up and they were like, I remember as a child, I felt so tortured. I think everybody should be equal now.
And trophies for everyone. No, we're teaching. We're raising our kids to be stupid and egomaniacs. I'm somewhat of an egomaniac. Yeah. But at the same time, I think I have a level head on my shoulder that most kids don't, because everything's all about them, because mommy wants everything to be okay. You have the kid who's playing Xbox who's yelling on the top of his lungs, fuck you, mom. I wanted a Mountain Dew. I don't want chocolate milk.
Fucking asshole kid.
Yes.
That's when you bring out the belt. I think George Carlin said it best when he said, like, everybody needs to learn to lose, because when you lose, you build character and you learn how to, like, you know, go for, like, try harder. You know, everybody needs to hear those very inspiring words where you say, you lost. You lost. You're a loser. Do better next time.
Yeah, exactly. Exactly. Because winning all the time doesn't give you anything. What do you get from winning?
Nothing. Just praise.
Praise, praise, praise. And then when you don't get that praise, where's all my praise? I thought it was awesome. What the hell's wrong with me? What's wrong with you?
And it happens
and
when
it comes with anger.
When you grow up.
Anger. Dark side.
You shoot up 7-Elevens for what they have in the registers.
I don't think so. You know, you shoot up schools because the kids didn't accept you because you wore blue pants to school. I don't know. You listen to the Wedge Radio Show. We're going to go on a quick break. We'll be right back.
Guess what? What? After buying a bunch of those offensive t-shirts, I've gotten laid 2 times.
I'm so very happy for you.
Seriously, these shirts get you laid.
I hate to give you any credit, but seriously, the shirt?
Yeah, and only one of them was fat.
I see. Which shirt got you laid?
The non-fatty was a shirt that says, I fucking love to cuddle.
And the fatty?
It was laundry day.
Go to WedgeRadio.net, click the link to T-Shirt Hell, and get yourself a t-shirt from hell. How hard is that?
I've always found it unnerving, walking into a sex shop just to find my father looking at masturbation sleeves, or my brother leaving a filthy 25-cent arcade with a gross red hue on his face. It's disgusting. I need a place to go where my disgusting family or friends won't see me perusing porn or looking for some sort of stimulation that vibrates. Well, Eden Fantasies is a sex shop online that you can trust. Eden Fantasies has toys for girls, guys, couples, just about everyone. Now my sex life is better than ever before. Who knew I could squirt? Want to find some real sexual satisfaction? Just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com. There is a link there on the right-hand side. Click it, and it will take you to Eden Fantasies. It's the sex shop online that you can trust.
All you have to do is just go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com, click on the link to Eden Fantasies, and get yourself some peace of mind. The way radio should have been, the Wedge Radio Network.
And we're back. A dinosaur story.
What?
Does my voice really sound different? Because I feel like it's just snotty.
It's just snotty. That's all it is.
Yeah. It's like a little bit of a sore throat thing going, but it's like, it just feels like it's just, I'm just thirsty. Like, extremely thirsty.
It's a little weird.
I don't know.
Maybe you're dry. I don't know.
Dry as the Sahara down there. had a friend who worked at an Albertsons, and the old lady went up to him and said, "Hey, where do you have the KY lotion? Because I'm as dry as the Sahara down there."
That's awesome.
I want to be one of those old people who just have fun with life afterwards. Who don't give a shit.
It's like a jungle down there. I haven't seen my penis in like 3 weeks.
But I haven't been looking for it. I don't know why you get an accent when you become old. So earlier today, me, Roach, and my friend Ronnie went for, I guess, dinner.
Yeah.
Because Ronnie was like, "Hey, I want to take you out for your birthday." I still had to pay for my fucking meal. Thanks, man. What he did was just like when Roach came up, he's just kind of. He did, like, not even a jab at Roach, but just a simple, like, "Hey, man, what's up?" kind of like a put down. Yeah. You know, like a little joking one. And then Roach went crazy on him. Roach was telling everything that's wrong with him. And then, like, "Well, you know, I don't know. It was funny." But it's like, why are you attacking your friend?
I did do that. And I thought it was really funny. And then he texted me before I came to the show. And he said, like, he's just like, "Dude, I'm, you know, we're friends and all that. We can tell each other everything. But you really put me down. And, like, everything. I don't need what you were like. I don't need to hear what you just said. Like, I'm having a hard enough time as it is. I don't need you telling me stuff like that because it's just making things worse." And I felt bad, but I felt really like I didn't know I could hurt him like that. That's why I did it, because that's why I did it, because every time I see Ronnie and I just tell him shit, he'll just respond with even worse shit. And I've been so used to him within like the
But you could hear when you guys were talking, because he didn't say shit about you.
I know, but for some reason I knew, like, when he said something about my sister and Joel, I knew right away he was gonna say something.
Well,
so
you started it by saying that he was having sex with Joel. That's how you started it.
Did I say he was having sex with Joel?
Yeah, you said, "Oh, is that what you call it?" when he was using the printer.
Because
he's like, "Oh, Joel came over earlier. I hung out with him because he needed to use a printer."
Yeah,
and you're like, "Is that what you call it?" And
yeah, I did.
He just kind of threw it back, saying, "Because I guess Joel hangs out with your sister."
Yeah.
And so he's like, that just makes sense to jump to that.
And
then that's all he said.
He did. And I was being honest when I said, "Oh, you know what? I wouldn't mind if he was with her." And like all that. And I knew he was going to make another jab at my sister. Like, "Well, yeah, I wouldn't mind being with her either."
But he didn't.
He didn't, but I was expecting it. So that's why I responded the way I did, by saying, like, "You, on the other hand, you have nothing to offer." And I feel really bad because
it's like, you're a bad person. I don't know why you have friends. What is wrong with you?
I said some horrible shit, and I really didn't think it would hit him as hard as it did. I said, like, "You have nothing to offer. Like, I'd rather my sister be with that guy because he's, you know, mature. He's got this to offer. You, what do you have to offer? You have nothing. You just end up breaking some girl's heart. You're just like piece of shit." But I didn't say "You're a piece of shit." I just said, like, you know, I still said really bad shit.
You didn't say anything subtly at all.
No, I didn't. I was just straight up angry.
And for what? For no reason.
I know.
I don't understand. That's what I was trying to figure out. I'm like, what did he do? I turned to Ronnie. I'm like, "What did you do?"
I didn't. For I'm being serious. I didn't think it was that bad. Like, I thought he was just going to be like, "Oh, you're such an asshole."
Did you hear what I was saying?
Yeah, I did.
What was I saying?
You were saying what to him?
No, to you.
Like, when I said that, or were you?
When you were talking, when you were in the middle of it, I was saying, I said a few things, but I pretty much stayed out of it.
Oh no, I didn't hear anything you said.
Yeah, I was like, "Where does this come from?" And like,
"Oh,
why are you so angry at him? Like, what did he do to you?"
I really didn't think it was that bad. And honestly, it's just
okay. So this is the basic relationship between these two guys. It's like they've known each other forever.
Yeah.
And Ronnie hasn't seen you in a while, right? It's been some time since Ronnie has seen you.
Yeah, it's about a week.
Maybe. Oh, okay.
We don't hang out
on the regular basis.
Yeah.
And then so he invites you because he wanted to hang out with you, and then you show up angry as fuck because of other things that are going on in your life.
Yeah.
And so you just want to take it out on someone, and guess who you take it out on?
Ronnie.
Ronald.
Now, I feel really bad.
You should.
I know I should. I do. It's just, like, I didn't think – I really didn't – because he's a stronger person than, than what I really expect him to, or I think he's a stronger person than what he really is. Like, when I know when I say something to him, he'll respond and he'll put me on a low level, and I'll be like, "Aw, you really brought me down." Like, he's done that so many times
but
to me.
Didn't
he? But he's done it so many times to me, and I know he didn't.
You know why he didn't?
Why?
Because he believes some of the shit that you told him, and you just made it confirm in his head. And you're just like, "I am a piece of shit."
Damn. Thanks. I didn't mean to really bring him down that hard. I was just talking shit because I thought, like, you know, hey, he's gonna snap back at me and he's gonna throw some hard shit my way and I'm gonna get pissed off. So I'm gonna bring him down and take him down right now before he says anything. So that's why I did it. I was like, I know he's gonna attack. I'm just gonna, you know, bam, beat him down and just leave him on the ground so that way he knows, like, all right, so you're not going to do anything back. So just don't.
Yeah, but what you did was you killed him.
I know. I didn't mean to. And I didn't think I did.
And he's a great guy. Like, I don't know why you're so mad about it. Like, I don't understand.
I didn't think I hurt him that bad until he told me. He texted me, and I was like, oh. And all I said was, all right, sorry. And
it sounds, well, to me, what it sounds like, it's like you're telling him that you don't want to be friends with him anymore.
No, it's
you know,
not.
You
like
know
that.
Why, though?
Why?
You know what made me think that?
What?
Is the way you fucking left.
Oh, yeah, I know.
You looked all stupid. We're just kind of sitting there, and we're kind of like chatting, not really much because I'm putting stuff away in my wallet, you know, after paying for everything. And you're like, okay, well, I'm going to go, bye. And then you just walk away, and it's like, okay. And then Ryan's like, we should go too then, okay. And when we're walking back to the door, we pretty much catch up to you. And I know you know we catch up to you. And I'm like, hey, Roach. And then you walk faster, and you just ignore us.
Yeah, I know.
The hell is that? Why don't you say, oh, hey, it's you guys. What are you doing here? Like, what was that?
I don't know. I really,
you're mad about your lady problems, and then you're taking it out on Ronnie.
Yeah, I was pretty angry, and I just had this anger, like,
built up. I'm sorry we didn't go to Applebee's.
I know, that's what you guys are like. Like, I suggested Applebee's, damn it! But you asked me, where do you want to go?
Or, no,
what
I said, what do you think?
Where do you think? Applebee's? And then you didn't say anything back.
I thought about it. I considered it, and I was like,
we didn't go to Applebee's, man. Fuck you. Both of you.
They got the 2 for $20!
No, I'm really, I know he's probably not listening, but I am sorry. I didn't mean to be so hard on him. I just didn't, I honestly don't.
You need to be more hard on friendship.
I wish he was listening because I would want him to know that I honestly didn't think I can take him down that hard and that easily by saying such horrible shit. Because usually he's the kind of person who could just brush it off. Like, nothing bugs him.
Yeah, but he's been in a weird place lately. You know, you can see. I could see it in him.
I didn't even know that because I haven't seen him in a while. And
I've seen him less than you.
Oh, that's true. I don't know. I'm not.
You should be more perceptive to that because you've known him for so long. You know his moods. You know the way he acts. And you know you're saying like you're best friends with him, but then you don't see him anymore, or you try your hardest to avoid him.
I don't know. I just, when I look at him, he just seems like the man of stone. Like, nothing can really hurt him. And I've always seen him like that for the longest time. So
yeah, well, the reason why is because when you're joking. What you were doing, you meant it.
Yeah, that is true.
You know, and like when I'm joking with you and I say, well, you know, what's up? What's wrong with you, stupid? You know, I don't mean it. I'm joking. And so it shouldn't hurt you.
Mm-hmm.
But when someone says, you know what, I think he's just a fucking stupid asshole, and you hear someone talking about you like that, and you're like, that's what they really feel, you're going to feel hurt. But if I'm talking to you, I'm like, hey, stop being such a stupid asshole. There's differences there. There's the tone and what you're saying. And if you're saying that, you know, you do somewhat believe some of that shit, he sensed that. He's like, why is he telling me this? Because what? Are we friends? What's happening here?
I'm so sorry. I felt like I had to prove something to myself, in which, like, I felt vulnerable by the whole relationship.
You just beat up your dad. That's what you did. You just beat up your dad. That's what you did.
Yeah, I felt vulnerable with how much, like, the relationship thing was affecting me, and I didn't want to be that vulnerable. So I felt like I needed to prove something to myself by attacking somebody else.
So it's Fight Club. I needed to kill. I wanted to destroy something beautiful. And it was a guy named Angel with white hair, and he beats him up, and he's on top of him. Pah! Pah! Right in the face. It's like this brutal scene.
That's all it was. I felt like I had to be a little stronger and
but that's not being stronger.
I thought I had to take down something and just kind of prove that I had that power to make myself feel a little bit stronger than I did, but I just ended up being an asshole, so I need to text him and let him know that I'm an asshole.
Here's that scene for you. This is what you did. Ronnie is the dude with the white hair. That's Ronnie. You're Ed Norton in this case.
I know that's not cool, but that is really cool.
Ed Norton's badass.
Yeah, he is.
Why did someone do this? Like, I want the scene. I don't want the fucking, like...
Because they like making a little, like... I don't know. Tributes and gay shit like that.
Oh, crap. See Black Mama, narrator, destroy. Here's just what he said, though, I guess. God damn it. Makes me mad.
Where'd you go, psycho boy? I felt like destroying something beautiful.
He was a pretty boy. Did the show space there? There he is.
Fuck. He was fucked up.
Well, yeah, he sat on top of him on his chest and he just punched him on the face over and over and over and over. That guy's not going to come back from that, you know. Smelling of roses.
Damn. Yeah, I totally...
Are you texting him now?
I'm so sorry. I'm going to text him.
I love you.
Because he told me, all right, he told me, like, yeah, you need to chill out. I know I've been an asshole for years, but I'm trying to work on it, and I can tell
That's
you...
That's why he stopped doing the show, because, you know, from doing this show, you just become a horrible person. Look what just happened.
I know.
It's my fault!
I am living proof of that shit.
Damn.
And I know more about like his issues than anybody, so I kind of did just throw it in his face. And all I did tell him was, all right, sorry.
I love you.
I didn't even say that. I just said, all right, sorry. That's all I said. Fuck, I'm such a horrible person. God.
Mm-hmm.
I felt like throwing a dog at the wall yesterday because it was jingling too much.
What?
I had a dog with me last night, and it pissed me off. So
who's giving you animals? What are they doing? What's wrong with them?
My dad left it, and my sister was supposed to take care of it, but she's not. So I took it home, and I just felt like throwing the thing against the wall.
Because it's jingling?
Because it has a little – it's a little chihuahua, so it has a little bell, and it's just like
– Take off the bell.
I did take off the bell, but it was still pissing me off. So I didn't do anything to it. It pissed on the floor. I rubbed its face and like, don't do that. And then,
no, you don't do that either. God. Do you know how to take care of a dog?
No, I don't. That's why I don't have dogs. That's why I don't want a dog.
You rubbed its face in its piss.
Yeah.
Now, what do you think that dog thinks of you?
It's probably scary.
Like, why did I do? The dog doesn't know that there's a difference between outside and inside. They're just like, well, this place is kind of nice.
Well,
I got to pee now.
Well, especially, you know, when it moves around like it did.
It shits when it pees, apparently. Yeah. No, what you do is you take a newspaper and you hit the carpet or hit that part of the piss floor. Like, no, no. And you let the dog watch you, and the dog is just like, what's wrong? Wait, no. Okay, is there something? I should not do that. I should just stay away from it. It's weird. Dogs are psychopaths.
I don't know. I still have a lot of growing up to do.
And you're saying how mature you were.
I told him, like, I know I'm immature, but so are you. And that's still bad. God, I need so many hours of meditation or something.
No, you need therapy.
Don't. Fuck. Maybe I do. I don't know.
I wouldn't say therapy would be a bad thing. I'm like, I would like to take therapy. I think it'd be fun. You know, dude, you go in your room and you just talk about yourself for the longest time. That sounds awesome.
Dude, I wanted to take therapy like a couple years ago when I had no shit problems, but I just felt like I needed to express myself. And then my dad was like, no, if you need to talk about something, you talk to me. See, you don't need to go to a therapist. I'm like, no, I can't talk to you about anything.
Why would your dad say that?
Because he thought he was always right. Like I told you, my parents made it seem like they were always right and that they knew better than I did and like than anybody else. Like, they're the top people to listen to.
No offense, but you know what that sounds like to me?
What?
It's like everyone's always told them that they were wrong. Their entire life. And so by the time they had children, they're like, well, you know what? I'm right. I know better. I'm the adult. I have age. And so that's when, you know, I'm always right. I'm always right. Here's the scene without the audio where he's just punching him. I'm punching him in the face.
Fuck.
Fight Club is a great movie. And the fact that you haven't seen that in most other good movies. Like the other day you were talking about
Ghostbusters.
No, Rocky Horror Picture Show on your Twitter. And you're like, I hate that song.
Yeah, like, I downloaded the song just so I could hate it even more.
What's wrong with you?
I don't know. It like pissed me off hearing it. Like, God, I don't like this song. And then I don't know.
I don't know.
So yeah, this, I don't know. Something is wrong with me.
Because like, okay, so I'm trying to think because like you were saying that you had like you hate the song, so you download the song so you can hate it even more. How does that make sense?
I downloaded it because, like, I somewhat like it, but then I don't like it because it just, it's, for some reason, something pisses me off about it. Mm-hmm. And so I wanted to kind of understand a little bit more, like, why do I not like it? And I'm not going to figure that shit out. I'm just not going to like it, but then listen to it repeatedly.
I don't understand.
I know.
I don't understand that.
It's like, for me.
Hey, come on, guys. Let's go watch some gay porn so we can get our hate back.
That might be I don't understand myself sometimes.
That's that. I just don't understand myself sometimes. Sometimes parents just don't understand. Will Smith was right.
But I'm not a parent. That's a parent.
Yeah. Well, you're listening to the Wedge Radio Show. We're going to be right back after this quick break. I said that weird, didn't I?
Yeah.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
Hey, man.
No more with the shirts. I'm done.
Oh, okay. Sorry.
Yeah. I feel like every time I see you, it's like hanging out with a walking advertisement.
Weren't you the one who said to play along?
Yeah, but I'm on the verge to kill myself.
And I've got the shirt for it.
I hate you so much.
Suicide watch. You kill yourself and I'll watch.
Die.
Don't let your friends die alone. Go to wedgeradio.net, click on the link and get yourself a t-shirt from hell.
And we're back with so many problems.
Life is not worth living unless you have a couple problems.
Yeah, I guess so. That's what makes us so special.
I think one of mine's coming back. Oh, yeah.
I don't know what that... Oh, what? Your problem drinking?
Oh, no. I wasn't even thinking of that.
I thought that was funny. You're like, well, I'm going to quit drinking.
I did it for 5 days. And I'm like, fuck it.
Yeah. I ruined that for you.
No, that was me. Yeah. I never blame anyone else for anybody for anything that I do. I hope you've noticed I've done that. I haven't done that.
Yeah, I have noticed. I know that.
But, no, I just got a text from Maria. if she gets her phone back and she starts texting me more often, this is going to be an interesting couple weeks. Until the explosions of just, like, anger and sadness come back.
I don't know, dude.
See, life is not worth living unless there's something weird going on. Like I'm not saying go be a drama queen, but if there's drama going on, that means that you care about something. You should be happy about that. Am I too much of an optimist here?
No, that's good to know. I mean, it is true.
Just, it's all about perception. It's like everyone's perception. I watched a movie the other day, and I was trying to think of what it was. Oh, it was Toy Story 3.
Mm-hmm.
That whole movie is about perception. That's what the entire movie is about. Perception. What's your perception of yourself and your self-worth?
You're talking about, like, them, like, you know, Andy growing up and them being moved
yeah,
on.
Yeah, and their self-worth of saying, like, they're going to go into the attic, but an accident getting thrown away and not believing what someone else says. Well, I saw him do it. It was an accident. And then just it's their perception of being put into a bag and just kind of like, that's what everything's about, because it's the perception of what the child looks at them. It's a really well-written movie. The only thing that I didn't like is that claw part at the end, where those green dudes thought, claw. It's like, that was your god. Why are you controlling your god now?
Oh my god.
That's what that was about too! They're worshipping it! And the first one. It makes sense, right?
Yes.
They're worshipping the claw. And so when the claw, when they found one and then they're controlling it, it's like, okay, so now you control God? So what do you believe in then?
So, okay, well, I mean, like, it makes sense. If you feel angry or happy or sad or something about that, it just shows that you care about whatever it is.
Yeah, and your perception of yourself and what other people think of you and what you think of or mostly what you think about yourself, and the idea that someone else could have the same thing happen to them and have two different outlooks on what's going on. So, you know, like, there's that purple bear dude, and then there's that clown guy. And they were both forgotten, and then they go back to the house. They find their way back, and they realize that the little girl has moved on, replaced him, and his perception of her is like, "Well, you're a fucking slut." He was like the hurt man in a relationship, so he became bitter and angry. He became me. There's a lot of layers to that movie. Like, I don't know, maybe it's just me that I look in too much.
Well,
think
yeah,
about too much.
Yeah, I would say so because you took fucking
I took
film appreciation
I know, and
all kinds of film things where you're just like, yeah, there's symbolism in this, and I understand what's going on in here, and yeah, you know, this, all this. And
well,
like,
there should be symbolism in everything. There should not be anything in the movie that shouldn't be there. If it doesn't belong to be, if it doesn't make sense for the film to have something in there, then why put it in?
Yeah,
the only ones that can get away with that is a comedy because it's going for the joke. That's it. Drama. Action, whatever, it should only be there if it makes sense. And if a scene gets deleted, you have to take that whatever thing that relates to that later. I think you should fix that. Work around it. Sometimes it might not make sense, so I guess you have to leave it in. It just depends. But there should have been a purpose. What happened? She texts you now?
Yeah.
What'd she say? I'm listening to your show.
No, she...
I love you, baby.
You know what? I really wish she would listen to the show, but I'm not going to ask her to.
I'll ask her.
No, because I don't think I'm ready for her to see this kind of side of me.
The pussy?
The pussy, the asshole, the anger, the fucking all, the, I don't know.
Oh, the bipolarness.
Yeah, the bipolarness. And I texted Ronnie and told him, like, I'm really sorry. I didn't see how harsh I was until you told me, like, how you saw it and all that. And he told me no worries. So I'm glad to know that he understands. But
okay, so what does she say?
I asked her if I could come over after a show, and she said, not tonight. I just got home, and she's been up since 8, but she's going to the park tomorrow, and she's taking her friend and her daughter, her friend's daughter, sorry, and she said if I want, I could join them. That's the weird thing. I don't like being invited. Like if you want, you could come. But
well, you should go.
I am going to go. I told her what time. But, yeah. In just a minute, though, Eden Fantasies. Oh, come on.
We'll do that the next break.
Why?
Because we've already passed it, and then this is just working. So what were you saying?
Nothing. I just told her, like, what time are you going, and I'll fucking go.
I'll fucking go. Well, I'll hang out with you.
I didn't tell her I'll fucking go. I just said what time. Fucking shit. I have
what?
To work.
Oh.
God. I never get a break.
Does she work out, like... That tomorrow night?
Probably, yeah.
Let's see, I'll hang out with you afterwards.
I gotta do the show afterwards.
God damn it! Why is this show just ruining your life? Everything from here
it's
to there!
The
you're like, ah!
It's not the show.
It's showing how much of a bad person I am doing this show.
It's not the show. I don't blame the show for anything.
I blame the show.
Good for you, but it's your baby, so you can do that. Mm. You can. Everybody blames their baby for something. Look at me. I used to be skinny. Now look at me. I'm fat. Thanks a lot, baby.
Thanks a lot, alcoholism. What's nice is, like, I used to be fat, then I got skinny, then I started gaining a little weight. I'm not as fat as I was before, so I'm happy. This is a happy middle. Oh, it doesn't matter. Good. That's never Buddha size. What?
Nothing.
Buddha size me.
Buddha-size me.
Write that down.
I was going to.
So we were talking about best friends, and you guys are like brothers, right?
Yeah.
Well, a Blue Springs man told police that he and his brother dumped a woman's body in a creek after she died during rough sex, according to court documents. Both men were charged with abandonment of a corpse, a felony. Police have identified the woman as 48-year-old Peggy Perez of Blue Springs. Lance Gross, 52, faced a judge Monday on a charge of abandoning a corpse. This comes just one day after the woman's body was found off Highway T. I know they had Highway T's in Cass County. And then Lance Gross's brother, 49-year-old Marlon Gross, is also charged with abandonment of a corpse. Now, the funny thing is, like, I'll show you their mugshot in a second, because it's just kind of silly. Oh, that's being all silly. But if Ronnie came up to you and he's like, dude, I need to get rid of this body, would you help him?
Oh, my God. Yeah, probably.
Really?
I think I would.
See, I would want to, but then I don't think I could handle it. I would cry.
I don't know. Yeah, I don't know. I would be very scared, but, like, because there's going to be a risk that we're going to get caught, but I don't know.
How do you get caught doing that anyways?
What?
That's their mugshot. One guy is like, hell yeah, I did it. And the other guy's like, I'm so glad I did it.
Brother, still the end.
How do you kill anyone with rough sex? Like, what kind of rough sex is that?
I'm guessing rough sex is just like punching her in the face or something.
I don't think so. I'm thinking like he was choking her.
Well, yeah, something like, well, yeah, that's what I'm thinking. Like something where, you know, you go a little too far, like a minute too long, and oop, she's dead. You just hit her one too many times, like, oh, that did it.
I guess.
Well, I mean, rough sex, what are you going to think? It's not just, like, pounding her really hard, just like, yeah, just, and she's going to die.
I think
it
involves some sort of barbed wire or something. Like, I know you're running through an obstacle course just fucking all around the place, but there's barbed wire and, like, you have to crawl underneath one of those things that has the barbed wire on top, like in the army. Then you have to run through the it's like an obstacle course. You run through the tires. I don't know why that pops in my mind. I think it's the barbed wire. Or maybe it's that movie that Pamela Anderson did.
Pamela Anderson?
Called Barbed Wire.
Really?
Yeah.
Oh, never heard of it.
It was called Barbed Wire. I think it came out, what, in 97, something like that?
Oh, because I was 7, so I never heard of it.
This is an active warrant out for Marlon Gross's arrest. We have been working this case nonstop since Saturday, and we are unable to locate him. So he's missing. Lance Gross told detectives that the woman was intoxicated but wanted rough sex on the night of January 20th. He said the woman enjoyed rough sex, according to court documents. He said he injected the woman anally with liquid Valium and choked her with a dog collar around her neck, according to the court documents. I didn't know there was such a thing as liquid Valium.
I'm assuming that they just kind of melted the pill, like you know, like as you would like to put in into a syringe. Yeah. So they probably just did that, and then he, I don't know, I guess probably took a little funnel and just, like, poured it in there.
It'd be hot. Oh, that's well, part of the hot, hot sex to rough sex. Hot sex!
Because if you take a pill or some kind of drug up the ass, it's going to hit you harder and faster.
Is it harder or just faster?
Harder.
How is it harder?
Because for some reason it just goes, somehow it goes straight into your system, and it's just like, whoa!
Well, that's what your rectum does. Your rectum pulls out all the nutrients, and your not your rectum, but your intestine pulls out all the nutrients.
Yeah.
And that's how when you ingest something, it takes a while because it has to go into your intestine to be pulled out and used and go into your blood system and then into your brain.
Yeah. Well, like if you take it orally, then you're just – it's going to take some time and you're going to reach that point like a little slower.
But how much did she do?
You know what? Honestly, probably a good amount.
Do you think it'd be like a funnel, or he injected her in like a gland in her anus?
Oh,
she's
no.
She's an anus gland.
No, I'm guessing funnel because, no, just like I'm going to stab you in the ass. Feel it. No, it's straight through the ass. I some kid told me about like a friend of mine that I was friends with in elementary school. And he's like, yeah, I remember him when we were like 12th grade. He's like, yeah, we're friends still. He took some ecstasy up the ass, man. I was like, why did you tell me that, like, off the back? Like, we're not friends anymore. I just, like, oh, you know him. He's like, yeah, he took ecstasy up the ass and he got really high. it was kind of cool. Like, what? I don't want to. Well, good.
Let him finish the story. Now he's not the same.
Used to call him Tellywhacker back in the day, and like, well, I understand that the name stuck with him. He just like drugs. I'll shove it up my ass.
So okay, so he put liquid Valium in her ass, and then had a dog collar. I'm imagining a leash, and he's just banging her doggy style.
Yeah. Wow.
That doesn't seem enough. That's rough enough. Maybe he's just fingering her, just kind of like, you know, turning the butter.
Wait, I'm sorry. The anal. You don't think that like anal sex and pulling the dog?
You said it was anal sex.
Oh, I thought you said it was anal sex.
You know, he put the Valium in her ass.
And he's fucking
her. Even anal style. Sex isn't rough sex.
That's true. And he's fucking her doggy style and he's pulling
the That's collar. Just what I imagine. He's pulling the collar and fucking her doggy style. How is that
rough sex?
Rough sex.
It doesn't sound like rough sex, but I'm pretty sure like if you were actually in the act, you're just pulling that doggy collar, just yanking it back. Oh, I'm peeking. And you're just ramming her and pulling the collar. Like, I pulled a girl. Like, I'm sure we've all pulled a girl's hair while we're fucking her. But, like, she was like, pull my hair. And I was just like, okay. She's like, ah. And I was like, too hard.
Her head came off. Is that good? Huh? What's your body over there? What's all this red stuff? What's happening?
Look at me, fuck you. Look at me, fuck you. Yay.
Oh. I guess that's somewhat rough sex. Rough sex is the kill, right? Okay, Lance Gross said he had been drinking too and passed out, according to court documents. He said when he woke up that the woman was dead and he could not revive her. So he's like, he comes and just tips over, and like, because he's holding her up with the collar, that she's just kind of like, feels like she's into it and she's holding herself up, but she's actually just fucking dead at some point because he's too drunk and he's like, oh, passed out.
Like, her hands just kind of go limp and she's just being held up by this collar. Yeah. He's like, you're all right? You're all right.
Yeah, all right. So the woman's body lay for 3 days in Lance Gross's bedroom before he worked up a plan to dump the body. According to court documents, this included going to a hardware store and purchase items. How would you get rid of a body?
Honestly, like the only thing I could think of is
sell it. Body for sale. Body for sale. Ding ding.
I don't know. I would want to learn how to do the whole acid bath thing. But I think it'd be too, like, a little suspicious, like, looking up, like, hey, how do you create acid in your bathtub and get rid of a body? I can't do that. So, me, I think I would try to sneak it out to my car, put it in the trunk, wrap it up, of course. No, I'd dump it in the bathtub first so I could wet it up, put on some gloves, wrap it up, put it in my trunk, find a nice place to dump the body. Just, I don't know, like a
cemetery?
Like, it's your natural habitat now. No, probably in some, bless you, fuck, I don't know what they're called,
mortuary.
I don't want to say quarry, but,
a quarry?
Like, just a place where...
A cliff.
That's a good idea. Actually,
Grand Canyon.
I have the perfect cliff, too.
You have the cliff.
I have the perfect, God, I'm totally ruining myself.
Good. I'm not hanging out with you alone anymore.
Look, only whores, okay? You, but yeah, I'd probably drop it somewhere. I wouldn't dig a grave and put it in there because for some reason that's just like the kind of work that I don't think I have time to do.
But you'd have to take the hands with you.
What? Keep the hands as a
or cut off the fingertips.
Yeah, what would be
just my... in case your DNA's on their nails, so they won't catch you.
And cut off the hands and just keep them as my trophy. My first kill. Hey, guys.
Let's give us a hand.
Get it? She's dead.
That's scary, dude.
I know. I think, but for some reason, I think I would have to, like, really fuck up that corpse. Like,
what do you mean?
Take out the eyes and
why?
Cut off the tongue. And I don't know what else I could do.
But why?
I don't,
because I can.
Yeah. It's like, I've gotten this far. What else can
see,
I do?
See, I was only asking that because it makes sense. Because if your DNA's on, if she scratches you and your DNA's on her, and make sure your DNA's not on her at all.
Yeah. Well, I mean, I fucked her. I probably would have, like, if it was the same situation, I fucked her, so.
We take a hot, like, poker for, like, a fire. You get it really hot and just kind of put it in there. And just work it around so it kills it off. It burns. Ow. That sounds horrible.
That does. That's horrible. I don't want to do this anymore.
I've never wanted to do this, so I guess that's good on my part. Now that's good that you're not going to do it anymore.
Ditch the corpse. Ditch the corpse.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Show. Call the police.
You're listening to the Wedge Radio Network.
I don't think I can do it, man. I don't think I can fucking do it. I don't think I can do it. Just hearing that thing one more time. You guys, you heard it several times. I've heard it all day, every day from this guy. I've known this guy since I was 6. I mean, come on. Now all he talks about, t-shirt this, t-shirt hell, t-shirt this. I cannot take it anymore. I cannot take it anymore. If I hear his fucking voice one more time, I'm going to shoot my brain out. That's exactly what I'm going to do. Next time I hear his fucking voice, I am going to shoot my brains out.
Hey, dude, what's up? Shit.
Go to WedgeRadio.net? Fuck. You're listening to the Wedge Radio Show. Follow and like the show on Twitter at Wedge Radio Show. Then Facebook, facebook.com/Wedge Radio. And there is always the website, WedgeRadio.net. Now, let's get back to the Wedge Radio Show.
And you're back with the Wedge Radio Show. Now.
Why did you leave? We missed you.
Yeah. Well, you didn't go anywhere. We kind of just.
I've been crying.
So.
Hot mucus just went down my throat.
Sounds.
Gross.
I guess.
Maybe what? Sexy?
I was going to say that sounds kind of nice right now.
Oh! Hot mucus going down your throat? I can give you some.
I got my own.
Mine's delicious.
Anyway. I don't blame you. Eden Fantasies. Now, I talked about the deals that they have going on right now till February 10th for the say, 15, 20, 25, or 30%. But let's talk about the other things they have, because they always have deals, but they always have like a good selection of just products that you could choose from.
There is nothing that's square here. Everything is oblong.
Yeah, actually, that is true. I mean, who wants to shove something square up their ass, pussy, or stick their... Well, stick your dick in something square.
People who are into symmetry?
Symmetry, yes.
Or like, tetrahedrons.
Well, it's like a key going into a lock. Like, oh, that fits. You know,
I got a square vagina.
What are those blocks called? The ones that you play as a kid?
Tetris?
No, there was a pop-up game. It's like, put the pieces in the thing before it...
Perfection. Put the pieces into the slot. Make the right selection. But be quick, your wrist in the clock. Pop goes perfection. The guy had that voice, too. Wow, this pop goes perfection.
Well, this is sexual perfection.
Sexual perfection.
The only thing is that...
The only thing you will never find.
The only thing is that there's so many products that can actually fit into the hole.
Mm-hmm.
So you could alternate. But yeah, for women, they have vibrators.
Skeleton key dildos.
Yes. And anal toys, if you're into that.
Write that down. Skeleton key dildos.
But for men, there's anal toys as well. So if you're into that kind of thing, or you want to try it out, it's go here. They also have masturbators. And they have, what's it called?
Mountain masturbators. I'm trying to figure out what that means.
That's not what it meant. Ugh.
What?
But...
Isn't that what you meant?
No. Not really. But they also have movies, audio tapes, books, lube, condoms.
They have everything you've ever wanted, if you ever wanted to have sex.
They have a gigantic
even
selection.
Even with yourself.
Yes, a gigantic selection of just products that are just waiting to be bought. And this is the sex shop that you can trust. So just go to WedgeRadio.net or go to WedgeRadioNetwork.com and click on the link that says Eden Fantasies. It'll take you straight to the website where you can check out all their fantastic products and please yourself.
Won't be disappointed. You have to have a little song at the end, right?
So go to Eden Fantasies. You won't be disappointed. And
it doesn't rhyme.
Well, it doesn't have to rhyme right off the back, right there.
You just go to Eden Fantasies and see what they have because you like them. I'm sick. I'm going to blame that. I'm sick. Yeah. Leave me alone. Yeah. I don't have to be funny. My head hurts.
That's funny enough. It's a joke on you.
It's kind of funny enough, huh? So we were talking about women earlier. Actually, I want to get back to that story because I think there's a little bit more there. Okay, so you're dumping a body. Who would you trust to help you abandon a body? And why did this guy just come out? Did he feel guilty? It's not going to change anything. She was already found.
Yeah.
So what would you do? And granted, it is an accident. I'm not saying you go and do this on purpose, but it's an accident.
Yeah.
I'd go straight to the cops. I don't know what happened. We were having the rough sex.
Well, if she has, like, there's been previous partners where rough sex was involved in the same, not the same thing, but, you know, it's gotten close to that point, then you'd have enough proof that somebody would back you up.
See, that's why I think for every sexual encounter you have, you just videotape it. So you always got your bases covered.
Yeah, that's true.
So, but then you have to give her permission and
she has to sign a waiver.
Well, that's if you're going to put it online. Would you put it online?
No.
I would be tempted. I was with this one girl who we talked about putting stuff online, but we never really did just because it was like, well, I didn't want her face to be out there, you know?
Yeah.
And then I didn't want to. I really just wanted to take pictures of her. That's really what it goes down to. It was like, I just want to take pictures of you doing that.
That's it, really.
POV. Have videos and stuff. You never thought that? You never like, hey, maybe that'd be cool to have a video of her going down on me. Or even like, there was one girl I was with and we were talking and we were in my room. It was like 2 in the morning. And I'm like, well, hey, you know what? Let's just take a picture with my penis in your mouth. And she's like, okay. And so I'm like, it's a guy incriminating photos.
Well, I don't think I've ever had like a blowjob that I ever thought was worth. Like not even a girl who I ever thought was worth like taking a picture with my cock in her mouth. Well, maybe one. But yeah, I there's never been a time where I was like, yeah, totally get the camera, let's do this.
Let's make this happen. Seriously.
Let's make the moment last forever.
Let's make this a Kodak moment. This shit, what was it?
This shit don't stop.
This shit don't stop.
2009. I don't remember.
It's over. Aw, it stopped. I don't know. To me, it just made sense to do stuff like that. I don't know why. I think it was kind of like, well, if you were going to have, like, if we're eventually going to take videos and stuff like that, I got to have some stuff of her that's incriminating. So if this does end badly, I'm not going to end up on the internet. Isn't that what we have to do nowadays?
I guess.
It's like you're with a girl, and then after a while, she's like, you know, you have to take some of those pictures and say, well, I have these, so don't do anything stupid. You kind of blackmail her into being faithful to you so you don't post pictures of her naked or blowing you online.
And she won't talk shit about you to her, to everybody
else. Oh, no, that's
online?
Different. I don't care. Talking shit's one thing, but like cheating on you or something like that where you're actually you leave the relationship angry. Mm-hmm. If she talks shit, that's what you're going to do too. You're going to do the same thing.
Yeah, but from a woman, like, it's always, like, from a man, like, you talk shit, like, she's a bitch, but how was she in the bed?
A vixen in the bedroom.
I'm not going to say she was bad. But for a woman, it's like, oh, everything was just shit. It was all just shit. He's an asshole. He doesn't know how to fuck.
Well, women, like, they associate sex with love. Mm-hmm. Men don't. So their feelings towards the person when it comes to sex is not their feelings towards the person. You can hate fuck somebody.
Yeah.
If you don't like somebody, you can still have sex with them. It's still possible.
We all know that.
Yeah, it's just like, I hate you so much. But you're just doing it because you're like, because you can. That's kind of the thing. It's like, oh, because I can.
You're such a bitch. Oh, God.
You just stick your finger in her ass. You're like, what are you doing?
I would say, like, if a girl gets so angry at you after you two, like, break up and she's just talking so much shit, I would say that means, like, you were such a great person that they just can't stand to, like... Like, in some cases, they just can't stand losing you, so they're just like, I fucking hate you! Everything about you I hate! And then it's just like, you take what they say, like, he sucks, he's an asshole, and that, like, he must have been a really good person. She must have really loved him. There must be something to this guy.
That's a very good point, too. Because, like, what would make a person, like, if they were a bad person, they wouldn't go out and blaze of glory, angry, yell, shit like that. Yeah. Right? They're not going to just, like... Such an asshole! I fucking hate that person. They'd be like walking. I'm saved. I'm so glad I'm not in that relationship anymore because the guy is an asshole. And someone asked him, "So how was he when you guys were together?" I'll tell you the truth, he was kind of an asshole.
Yeah, it wouldn't
That's why I didn't want to be with him.
It anymore. Wouldn't be something that you toss out there like girls warning. You know, it would be more of something just like God, I really didn't like that at all. And they wouldn't even be with them for so long. They would just be like, "Oh, after two dates, that was it."
A couple date dude. He just goes through, you know, date, never find a woman because he's just too big of a prick.
That's true.
Every time I've ever broken up or have been broken up with, it's always been like the first chick I was with. I've been with very few women in my entire life. The first chick I was ever with, we were together for 3 months, and it was just kind of like, we both kind of felt it, and it was, I think Valentine's Day just passed by, and she gave me a CD, Group Sex, by the Circle Jerks. It's a great album. The only problem is that the entire album's 15 minutes, but a great album, and so I like the album. I'll still listen to it today every now and then. I still have it. You know, I don't give a shit. I don't care. I don't have feelings for her. I think it was that week. I'm like, well, she just gave me something, so I don't want her to think that I was waiting, you know, just to break up with her or till I got this to break up with her. So I'm going to wait until, like, a week, and then I'll break up with her. And she beat me, too, and, like, yeah, I was kind of thinking the same thing. I even told her. I was like, yeah, but you got me the CD. What am I supposed to do? You know, you're going to think I'm a dick. And it just, like, most of them work that way. My Vera, I told that story earlier today.
Yeah.
There's Teresa. I broke her heart. That was the hardest one because I told her, you know, like, I don't think it's working out. Breaking up with her, then getting back with her a month later, then breaking up with her again in the exact same intervals. I was together for exactly a month, broken up for a month, and then again with a month, and then broke up again. It was bad. And it was what it is like for that month of not her for her not being there, I missed all the good things about her. And then with the month with her, I realized all the bad things that I didn't like before, where she was moving way too quickly and planning her life around me.
Yeah.
It's weird. So, you know, you go and do things like that. You get into weird, not weird situations, but you end up breaking up for kind of. What seems to be weird reasons, or it's the way that she perceives it.
Yeah.
You want to get back to, you know, perception and Toy Story. and then, and also, there's also the, wait, who else was there? Again, very few girlfriends. Monica. Oh, I forgot her name. I was with her for 5 days.
Oh, well, okay.
I text her because I was already living out here in Highland, and she lived in Azusa. And I didn't have my car because I had my DUI.
Yeah.
And so she was coming down here every now and then. Like, I think she came down twice. And so the last time she came down here, I asked, hey, do you want to be my chick? And she's like, okay. And then so we had fun. And then 5 days later, I'm like, we've been texting the entire time, and I text her, hey, I'm in Pomona. Do you want to come by? You can. I'm gonna be at my grandmother's house. You can meet her if you want.
Yeah.
And then she's like, oh no, I'm kind of busy. I'm at school or whatever. I'm like, oh come on, just be real quick, not for much. And then she's like, yeah, I think we should break up. I was like, what? They called her, and I was confused. I was like, wait, why? Because I wasn't really mad because we weren't together long enough to have those feelings.
Yeah.
I was just kind of like, what's happening? Why now? And why did we even get together to begin with? Because you know what pissed me off? Was that there was this other girl that was getting at me when we were together during that 5 day period. And I said no because I'm monogamous.
Mm-hmm.
And I wish I didn't. Oh, you don't know how much I wish I didn't.
Oh, yeah, yeah. I know.
This woman, she's gorgeous.
Yeah, you told me the story before, so yeah, I know. Yeah, I know how much you wish you
this
didn't.
Beautiful woman. And then she after that, she thought I was gay because I turned her down. I'm like, yeah. No, I'm not gay.
How into yourself must you be if you're like, you don't want to go? Are you gay? Like, what? No, I'm
she's
just...
a woman. What do you expect?
Yeah.
Now, that's kind of bad to say against women, but, you know, like, if a dude isn't, like, they I'm pretty sure they expect every guy wanting to have sex with them if they're attractive.
Oh, okay.
She was very, very, very attractive.
So she was right, but you're just like, I'm too dedicated to my girl.
No, it wasn't even that. It was just like, you know what? I can't. I'm monogamous. I don't cheat on my chicks. Okay. Never will, never have. And because I don't want that coming back.
Yeah, yeah, the whole karma thing.
Yeah. Well, it's not. I don't believe in karma. Karma's bullshit. No, but I don't want to experience that because when I experience it, it's going to be like, well, you've done this to somebody else, so you shouldn't feel so bad.
Yeah.
So if I don't do that to somebody else, then I can feel as bad as I want when it does happen.
Like I have a right to cry.
Yeah.
You know, I think it's funny, like how this girl. I wanted to kind of break up with her, the first one that I was with,
mm-hmm.
but she beat me to it. And I,
how mad were you?
I was like, yeah, all right.
That's not fair.
No,
I wanted to do that.
No,
to
I didn't care. It just happened, and I was like, well, she broke up with me. That's gonna look bad in a way, but I don't care. So I don't care. Like people are gonna say, hey, she broke up with you. I was like, yeah, I don't care, dude. It was gonna end one way or another. But like,
okay, good thing it didn't end with someone in a body bag.
That is true. But I don't know, like. For some reason, I think like I wouldn't be so why what's wrong, what's happening in a certain sense of like who this girl might be that that's breaking up with me.
Mm-hmm.
Like even if it was just for a couple of weeks and then she's like, I think we're done. I think I'd just be a little bit like, well, all right, that sucks, but okay. Just too accepting of it. That's probably like one of my problems is I'm just too accepting.
But if you accept it, then that hurts them more.
No, okay, that's
you want to take the power back. You're like, okay. Because like, those other girls that I felt the same way, but they beat me to it, or I kind of coerced her into cheating on me.
Yeah.
Not cheating on me, but breaking up with me. I don't know where my mind was going right now. It's kind of like, okay, well, I put that idea there. Put the idea there so I didn't have to do it because I didn't want to do it. So coming up next... Which is supposed to be starting in 3 minutes, but I'm not getting anything that LJ's here yet. But LJ Brown is doing his second show?
His thing.
Is it second show?
His second show, yes.
Yeah. And so that's going to be coming up in just a few. I'm thinking we should just kind of keep going because I still have more to say about exes and shit.
Well, then do it.
exes and shit. I would say the one that probably hurt me the most is the only one that actually really hurt was the chick I was with for 4 years. And to me now it's weird because I see that, you know, the 4 years is not that long, but it felt long.
Are you kidding me? I guess, well, maybe like since you were, I guess since you did 4 years, you know that it doesn't feel that long. But to me that seems very long.
No, because like the weird thing is that some of the people that we've known.
Yeah.
Who've gotten together are getting married now and they've been together for 7 years mm-hmm. and we were together first. So in my mind, I'm like, okay, if I go back, if we stay together, we would have been together since like 2004.
Yeah.
So how long is that? That's 8 years.
Mm-hmm.
Yeah. We would have been in that boat. We would have been one of those people. So that seems long to me. 4 years doesn't seem long anymore.
Yeah, I guess it just depends on the age and all that.
Perception.
Perception.
But it's funny because she... It is kind of like cheating, right? Well, it's like emotionally cheating. And then it was kind of putting me in a position where if I tried, I tried, but there is no way it was ever going to work out.
Yeah.
You know, that's, you have to have the other person just as dedicated as you, and they weren't there. They weren't there. And that was the sad part. It's like, okay, so how much am I putting in too much? Am I trying too hard?
Yeah.
Because does she care? And where you are right now,
yeah,
which I would say is a good place to end, is just right there. You're in the same boat if things are going towards that direction. She made an effort right now,
yeah,
when she texted you saying like, hey, let's hang out tomorrow. But you can't.
She didn't really say it like that. She said, well, I'm going to the park tomorrow if you want to come.
Doesn't matter. Right. She put out. She made an effort.
Yeah.
Not good effort. She made an effort to do something tomorrow.
Yeah.
So just take that for at least she's trying. Because when she stops trying, she's not going to give a shit anymore. She's not going to care about you or your personality or your feelings. Because what happens when someone gets divorced? The woman hates him and she wants to take everything from him.
Yeah.
How often does that happen?
All the time.
So now imagine the same thing, but you have, you know, you it's just basically your feelings,
because
mm-hmm. you're not trying to, she can't take anything from you except she can hurt your feelings, and she doesn't care about your feelings, she's not gonna try.
Yeah,
she's trying very little, but she's trying.
Yeah
take it for what it is. It's not it, what the fuck?
Yeah, I mean, like, it seems to be like this all the time. Like, I'll be like, I don't think she cares anymore.
Maybe she's just a bad girlfriend.
I think that's what it is. Me and her might not know enough about how to work this thing out to where we're just like, so let's just hang out.
What do you know about her last, like, past relationships?
I don't know anything, dude.
Why didn't you ask?
I don't know. That's the thing. I haven't really gotten so involved to where I'm asking her, so, like, what do you...
That's your passion? Girlfriend.
I don't. I know.
It's like
so,
second date conversation.
I'm bad at this. All right. I'll bring it up next time.
Well, no, don't bring it up. It has to come naturally. You can't just kind of like. So how was your last guys? Because now she's like, okay, he's comparing. Thanks.
I don't know how to fast to go. Or that's why I'm not
fast to go. It.
That's why I'm not getting emotionally like. Well, I am a little angry because I just don't know if that's proper timing. Like. Do I have a right to be angry?
Yeah.
Okay.
If you feel something, then feel it. I mean, like, don't hide it from yourself.
All right.
Doesn't that just make sense?
Yeah.
Okay, I would like to thank everyone for listening to today's episode of The Wedge Radio Show. We're going to be back tomorrow with our Friday show, so stay tuned to The Wedge Radio Network. Up next, we have LJ Brown. And I'm just saying, Roach, is there anything you want to add?
Courtney Page's show is tomorrow.
Page's show tomorrow.
Yeah, after the Wedge Radio show, so stick around for that.
Yes.
Let's get sticky.
Somebody's going to get sticky. So, thanks for listening. We will be back tomorrow. And remember, we are live 10 to midnight every day, Monday through Friday. And follow us on Facebook, or like us on Facebook, facebook.com/WedgeRadio. You can also follow us on Twitter. I'm at WedgeRadioShow.
Roach, you are Roach's Corner.
And you can also follow the website WedgeRadio.net, and then there's always the hub, WedgeRadioNetwork.com. Thanks for listening. We'll be back tomorrow.